How much, Nikki, would you say a laugh is worth to you?
A laugh?
A laugh.
Priceless. Priceless.
See,
honey.
So I say that if you're serving me, mm-hmm. and as a tip, I leave. My tip is that you should get a better job.
Mm-hmm. That's your advice tip?
I think that's
pretty
funny.
That's such a dad move.
And then
it's hilarious.
And then that's worth it. You said it's invaluable.
Welcome to Show They Don't Tell You. We are a CastBox original, produced in partnership with Studio 71.
It's not a partnership. It's more than that. It's a friendship.
Yeah.
And CastBox happens to be the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android.
And you can find all your favorite podcasts here. I mean, you could listen to Show They Don't Tell You on other places, but...
No, you could listen to it on iOS, Android. Maybe you're doing that right now. But yeah. We happen to think that CastBox is the best place to do that. The highest quality audio.
So listen to it on CastBox. What are you waiting for? Like, what are you honestly waiting for?
The best video playback.
What are you doing your nails? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
The text font they use on the app is stellar. It's just an unbelievable service.
What is it,
service.
Helvetica?
Yeah, it's Helvetica.
Helvetica?
It's a great service.
Get CastBox.
Hey, you know what the shit they didn't tell you about CastBox is? That it's the best. And they should have. It should have been in
the
branding.
They should have really told you that.
Tell me!
Hello, and welcome to the Shit That They Don't Tell You podcast.
My name is
Steve
host,
Green.
Nikki Limo.
And this is
my co-host, Steve Green.
Hi, welcome to the show, Nikki.
Welcome to the show, Steve. Today we're talking about tipping. Shit They Don't Tell You About Tipping, which I feel silly because I didn't realize how much of a shit they don't tell you that this is. I worked at in a restaurant for 11 years, so just tipping in the service industry, I feel like, is kind of inherent. In that world, you're living in it all the time. So I never like even questioned it. But then like recently, there's been more and more conversations brought up about people that either don't know how to tip or
don't believe
know
in tipping.
How to tip, but don't believe in tipping.
I
yeah.
love those people.
And I just am fascinated and also appalled, I guess, but also just like
I
fascinated.
Love that to them, it's like being in a religion and they're like, well, I just don't believe in it. I just fucking love that
shit. I feel like they just watch Reservoir Dogs and they saw Mr. Pink be
yeah.
like, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, oh, that makes sense. Why should I tip?
Yeah.
I'm going to adopt that belief into mine because it feels better because I get to keep my money.
It's an ideology.
Well, guess what? When the IRS gives me a tax bill, I don't believe in it. I don't want to pay it.
Same.
But guess what? I pay it because
prison.
Not
because
yeah,
of
because
prison.
Because prison. It's because prison.
That's right.
But yeah, so I want to talk about that today. I want to talk about the how because there are just people that really want to and don't know how. They have really good intentions. I've had customers, diners, people that were in a restaurant that I was serving. Who were really awesome people. They were super nice. Some of them were regular people, like regulars. They
yeah.
would come in often.
And they didn't tip you?
And they tipped poorly.
Ooh.
Like, and I think they genuinely thought they were tipping well. And I think,
brutal.
You know, because, but no one tells you.
Right.
No one tells you how much to tip. And my dad always tipped really well. So I learned from him how to tip. And he's a CPA, so he like broke down in decimals, like here's how you calculate the percentage and all this stuff. And so like I always knew how to tip, and then when I worked in a restaurant, I became even more clear how to tip. I actually went up from what my dad tipped around 18%, and I tipped 20 or above usually, unless you gave really bad service, and then goes down to maybe 15. If you were non-existent, I don't think if there's ever been a time where I didn't tip. But if you were non-existent, maybe the worst tip I've ever left is like 10% because the waiter just disappeared.
Yeah.
For like an hour, for yeah. hours.
I have never not tipped someone.
Yeah.
But I have been very angry with people and have given them lowball tips for that reason.
Yes.
But also sometimes I'll just give them the 15 anyway because I'm like, I don't know what the fuck they're going
yeah,
through.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know what's going on the other end. And I know my wife was a server
mm-hmm.
and you had all kind of shit happening in your life, and you probably were still nailing it. But I don't know, man. I just
yeah, you just don't know. And I think what some people don't understand is that it's not servers do not make a living wage here in the U.S. of A. They are paid less than minimum wage hourly, and so their entire well-being, their whole entire life depends on your tips. Whether they can make rent or not depends on your tips. Whether they can buy groceries depends on tips. And I'm not saying I don't like that system. I think it sucks. Like, I think it should be built into the wages like it is in Europe where everyone gets a living wage. By the way, if you're in Europe, a lot of this might be a surprise to you because if you've never traveled to the United States or you just didn't know about this, but yeah, servers don't make a living wage. And people in the service industry in general, a lot of them don't make a living wage. They rely on tips. And it's a stupid, it's not a good system, I would say, but that's the way it is. And some of the arguments have been like, well, you chose that profession. Like,
what do you say to that?
I chose my profession as much as you chose your profession, that you wanted a job that would pay your bills, right? And in this job, part of the job is tipping culture. That's in our society. I didn't choose that tipping as part of the society either. You know, I chose the job, but that was part of the job. And it's so much part of the job that the government assumes you are getting tips. So at the end of the night, even if, let's say no one tipped me all night, at the end of the night, I have to report my sales as a server. And, you know, I sold, you know, X amount of money. Let's say I sold $1,000. The government assumes that I am walking with 10% of that number, at least, minimally. So they tax me based on that, on at least 10%, or if I claim more tips, then they'll tax me on that number. But they're taxing at least 10% of my sales in the assumption that people have been tipping at least 10% of my sales. So if you do not tip, the server is actually eating part of your bill. Like they're paying to serve you, which is bullshit. And it sucks. And the server could get another job somewhere, but sometimes you just grab the job that you can get, you know, especially in those entry level positions where you're just trying to make ends meet. You're just trying to pay your bills. No one chooses that to be like their life path. Like no one's like, oh, I want to be a server when I grow up. That's their job that they're making to pay bills so they can do the job they actually want to do.
Yeah, it's an entry level job.
Yeah, it's an entry level job. And they chose it because at the end of the day, it's not supposed to be a minimum wage job. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to, it is in our culture that you tip.
Right.
And so to refuse to tip is kind of like refusing to pay taxes. Like,
you're not participating in what's going on.
You're deciding you're better than that you're special. You shouldn't have to do what everyone else is doing, because why should you have to?
Well, I think Amazon.com is special, and I don't think they should have to pay taxes. That's my opinion.
I honestly think so, too.
Stupid.
I honestly think, dude, part of me wants to boycott. Like, oh, that's not fair. They should have to pay taxes. But then the other part of me is like,
I
fucking love free delivery. I love Prime. I fucking love Prime.
Same.
Like, y'all can boycott. I'm like, you can boycott.
I'll pay their taxes.
Yeah.
Let's do a GoFundMe for their taxes.
But that's how you should feel. If you're getting a service that's helping you, hear me out. If you're getting an experience that makes your day easier, that makes your life easier, that's more convenient for you, then that should be rewarded.
That's why I go to restaurants, because I don't want to fucking cook.
Exactly.
I want someone else to do it.
And why is it that you would choose, why would someone, Steve, choose to go to a restaurant as opposed to, say, McDonald's, a fast food restaurant? Why would you choose to go to a sit-down experience as opposed to fast food?
Mainly the caloric options are pretty garbagey. I know McDonald's has apple slices is a refutation I get for that.
Mm-hmm.
But who wants to eat apple slices?
Okay, let's say that they had some healthier options, fast food. What would be the circumstances?
Well, the experience.
Yeah. That's exactly it. Yeah. And part of that experience includes having someone wait on you hand and foot. Like, literally, it's mimicking having a servant for an hour or however long your dinner is. You have this person that is waiting on your every need. If it's a good server, they're anticipating your needs and they're bringing things out before you even ask for them. But it's part of that experience. You're not a ballin' ass person. Maybe you are a ballin' ass person, but most of us aren't like ballin' around having servants like wait on us.
Right.
So you're paying to like feel a luxurious experience.
Sure.
And part of that includes tipping. Like, that is part of
it.
But
what about when you're at a Caro's?
Yeah.
You're not exactly paying to have a luxurious experience.
Sure. But you are paying to have a nicer sit-down breakfast experience with someone still serving you.
Yeah.
Still clearing your plates.
Right.
Still asking if you need anything.
And
still refilling
like you
your drinks.
As normal places.
You're not getting up and refilling your own coffee.
True.
Or you shouldn't be having to be. Like, if you're having
if they'd let me behind the counter. Have you heard that argument?
Well, then don't go to a restaurant, because that's not not part of it. You shouldn't be going behind the counter.
They just got to push a button on the fountain drink thing. I'd do that. I do it every time I'm at McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
They're getting paid completely different. Well, first of all, McDonald's employees are getting paid at least a minimum wage.
Right.
So that's already better than what a server is getting paid hourly. Secondly, when you go to a fast food restaurant, you're kind of doing most of you're doing a lot of the stuff.
So wait, servers don't make minimum wage? Is that what you're alleging?
Yes.
Okay.
In California, they do technically, like on their paycheck, their wage is listed as the minimum wage. Mm-hmm. But because what I was saying earlier is that the government taxes them
underwater
a little bit. They're not actually making a minimum wage if without people tipping.
Got it.
Yeah. But in some states in the U.S., it's allowed that they're making less than minimum wage.
Yes.
Just not in California. Okay. So first off, the basics. If you don't live in the U.S., maybe you're confused right now. If you are to visit here, if you go into a restaurant, the typical standard tip would be 18 to 20%. It used to be 15%, but wages have gone up. Living costs have gone up, and I think society as a whole has kind of moved it up a little bit to 18 to 20%. Also, taxes have gone up. It used to be double the tax on your bill, right? And the taxes were 7.5% in California.
Yeah, now it's 9 point something.
Yeah, so if you double the tax now, it'd be about 18 to 20%.
Yeah.
So there's that. And that's dining. I don't have a problem with, I mean, I do have a problem that if like you just don't know and you refuse to learn that you're supposed to tip, I don't have as much of a problem with those people as I do the people that just don't want to participate.
Yeah, they ideologically don't want to tip.
Yeah, and I find that this comes from a couple different reasons. Mostly it's from people that have never worked in the service industry, which I think if you're going to make such a bold move like that, like, well, I don't feel like I need to tip. You have to earn that. I think you should have to work 2 years in the service industry in order to like decide that you don't feel like you should tip. I think everybody.
What if they work 2 years and then they're like, I still don't think they should.
Okay, then that's fair.
Okay,
that's fair. I would give it to them if they worked as a server for 2 years and then they could actually sit in a restaurant, have a whole meal and have someone serve them and then be like, I just don't feel like I should have to.
How much, Nikki, would you say a laugh is worth to you?
A laugh?
A laugh.
Priceless. Priceless,
see,
honey.
So I say that if you're serving me and as a tip, I leave, my tip is that you should get a better job.
Mm-hmm. That's your advice tip?
I think that's
pretty
funny. That's
such a dad move.
And then
that's hilarious.
And then that's worth it. You said it's invaluable.
Oh, I've had, I didn't laugh from that, by the way, as you work on your jokes. Oh, I would tip back to you, hey, come up with better jokes.
Okay, but then I would tip back to you. I get paid to come up with jokes.
And I would tip.
And you don't. And you do not.
And I would tip back to you. You don't tip like you get paid at all.
And then I would probably tip back to you. I get paid more than you though because I'm not a server.
And I would tip back to you. I don't see any proof of that.
And then I would show you my gold watch.
Long tip.
I'd show you my gold watch.
Yeah, and I'd
this
be
is
like,
a very insecure person, by the way. Why has he got to assert himself over this person like this?
I've had a lot of interesting experiences.
Those
with that.
People who do that, I don't even know how they actually can look themselves in the mirror after. I've heard a lot of those stories
they get a high from it. They think they almost it's almost like a thrill of getting away with it, and like they think they're clever on top of it, which you're not at all. I've had people draw dicks. I worked in a college town.
That's pretty funny.
I've had people draw dicks, and they think they're the first person to ever do
that's
that.
That's really good.
I've had people. Right, great service, and smiley face, and put tip like a dollar, off of like a $50 bill.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I've had a lady pay her entire bill in quarters, and then say that she didn't have enough money to also cover the tip, which I felt bad for. But also, McDonald's was literally across the street.
Yeah, you could have gone to Mickey D's.
Why did you choose a restaurant over? Like, I understand everyone has to eat.
Go to Mickey D's and keep more of your quarters.
Right, and then
pretty
that's
sweet.
Cool. I've also had people be like, oh, I don't have money for the tip, but I'm coming back next week with it. I'm good for it. Like, weird. I would never do those things.
Yeah.
I'd be so embarrassed to, like, say to someone's face, I'll come back next week with your tip and not ever come back.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm saying that, I'm definitely coming back with a tip. And not only that, I'm going to blow your mind with this tip.
Sure.
If that actually was the situation that happened to me. But I don't know. You know, I'm trying not to judge people that, you know, there's people are going through different things in their life. Maybe times is tough. Maybe they had to eat there. Like, remember that Will Smith movie, Pursuit of Happiness, where, like, he gets in the cab and he has, like, just enough money. He has, like, exactly $5,
yeah.
But, like, the boss jumps in and then wants him to take him home first and then goes, like, can cover the cab. And Will Smith is, like, freaking out because he doesn't have enough money for
right.
it. Maybe someone's in that situation where they had to meet someone there and, like, they didn't know that they were going to be paying for their meal.
Right.
I don't know. I try not to judge people for that. Those are very individualized cases. But for someone...
I think that Will Smith should have known that McDonald's was across the street.
Exactly. Thank you.
Can I get a high five? Can I get one?
Yeah, you're welcome. Even though I'm still mad at you for not tipping me in your scenario.
I understand.
Yeah. So there are a couple reasons that people don't tip. One is it's cultural. There's a lot of cultures that they just don't know to tip. Like what I was talking about earlier, if you're not from the U.S., like a lot of countries in Europe, or I was just in New Zealand and they don't tip there. They get paid a fair wage. So in their heads, they think, well, you obviously get paid a fair wage. Like, why would I tip? Or it's just in their culture, like, oh, we just don't tip. Like maybe you were raised in a family that's like, oh, we shouldn't have to tip. It's optional.
Yeah.
And so you're raised with that. You're hearing that over and over and over again. So you get brainwashed, as we all do, by wherever we grow up until we learn something new, that like, oh, it's optional. It should be optional. You just repeat your parents' talking points, basically.
Right.
And so that's why you don't tip.
What if I don't tip? Like, I don't want to tip at all. And I don't think that you should get a living wage from what you do. But I also love how we print money to go to endless wars. What do you think of that?
Well, that's actually the next category.
Oh, okay.
People who are spiteful.
I see.
So maybe you're just a spiteful person. Misery loves company. You're just like, fuck everybody.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone should be happy ever.
Right.
Because I'm not happy. Or maybe you are happy and you still think that.
I want to drag you down with
me. That would be called a sociopath, I guess, or some sort of sadist.
Yeah.
Or something. Like you're happy and you don't want anyone else to be happy. But yeah, that's another category of people. You're spiteful. In that case, I feel just bad for you more than I feel bad for the server. I feel bad for that person.
Got it.
Or you just don't get how hard it is to be a server or work in the service industry. And when I say server, because that's the experience that I had, but I'm talking about the entire service industry. I was actually just getting my nails done 2 days ago, and my nail lady was having such a hard day because the customer right before her was just this fucking asshole customer. It was a girl, but I mean, she was an asshole. And she was 45 minutes late for her appointment. And which made my appointment 45 minutes behind. The receptionist had to call all of the other appointments for the day and push them all back because of this one person, right? And because it was a morning appointment, like she had the first appointment of the day, it pushed all of my personal.
She can do that?
Exactly.
Why did they just cancel on her?
No, I've been in nail salons where they do just cancel on you. I don't know why they give this girl so much leeway.
She just tipped like a monster, bro.
No, she doesn't, but I'll get to that.
Oh.
Okay, so she's already like, oh, well, she's 45 minutes late and she's like, well, and they're like, oh, we want to put you with someone else because Betty has another client, which was me. We want to put you with someone else. And she threw a fit. She was like, I said I want to be with Betty. Da, 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 da. If there was a problem, you should have called me. So there's like a lot of entitlement, right? I feel like people think that because there's this, you're the server, I'm the client, I'm to be waited on.
The customer's always right.
There's an
entitlement.
It's
something that fucked with a lot of people.
There's an entitlement.
Yeah.
And just like in. Like if you look at it, someone scrubbing your feet, you know, on their hands and knees scrubbing your feet, it's like a built-in lower status when you're the one having your feet scrubbed.
Yeah, I think the customer's always right slogan,
yeah.
The brand of that,
yeah.
Has entitled a lot of human beings.
Right, and especially at these bougie places where people, these status places, mm-hmm. like where image is like, I'll get my nails did. That's the type of person I am. Like, I'm a bougie bitch, you know?
Yeah.
You're getting your nails done, so you're a fucking princess.
Yeah.
And this person's just a lowly nail technician. They're the ones waiting on you. How dare they say that you need to be with someone else and not tell you.
I wish that while that lady was saying that, a waiter came up out of nowhere in the middle of this nail salon and just dumped red wine all over her and said, oh my God, I'm so sorry, and started putting towels on her, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just, during moments like that, I think a waiter should always come from nowhere with red wine all over you.
I love that.
Yeah.
I wish there was a profession.
No matter where
you
are.
A professional.
You could be at an auto dealership.
Yeah.
and you're like, are you fucking kidding me? The car's not ready yet.
Yeah.
And just some waiter comes out of nowhere with a whole tray of red
wine. Each company has their own waiter with red wine just sitting back there in case of I think my tax dollars should go to that.
I think so.
I would be willing to raise taxes to hire those people.
And the waiter always has to be like, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. I fucking love that shit.
I love that. So she did that, and then she's super picky about the shape that she wants her nails to be. So my nail tech had to redo her nails like 3 different times, and then she was an asshole about it. Like, she didn't even like them afterwards, and then she doesn't tip on top of all of that.
Holy cow!
I'm like, how can you be all of those things?
The chick sat on the phone and called all of her other clients and moved them back an hour.
Yeah, and no tip, anything. And like, really, it's the owners of that nail salon that allow that behavior.
For sure.
There's a lot of nail salons that would not allow that, but because they thrive so much on Yelp reviews and they get really good Yelp reviews, they're willing to put up with shitty customers, and there's a lot of them. And they're in Studio City, so like, you already have these like housewives and like people that already think they're like so bougie. So
small dog bougie culture.
They'll put up with that in order to get a good Yelp review. And I'm like, straight up, these people won't pay for their nails sometimes. My nail tech was giving me horror stories of like times she was working on people's nails for 2 hours, and then they were like, I don't like the shade. I shouldn't have to pay for this.
Holy shit.
And they don't have to. And I'm like,
what?
I'm like, that was what boggles my mind, is that how can you promote, like, how can you encourage that behavior? Like, if I like my nails, I have to pay for them. But if I don't like them, or if I say I don't like them, then I don't have to pay for them. And that would happen in the restaurants all the time, too. The loudest, most asshole-y customers would get things comped. They would get things paid for. I think they just kind of, like, get off on what they could get away with, you know? And what I would always do is, like, if someone's order came out wrong, but they were super nice about it, and they're like, no, it's okay, you know, I'm fine with it, or they're being really nice, even though I could tell they didn't really like it that much, I would tell the manager that they were throwing a fit and that like, we're demanding a comp because I wanted them to get it. Like, and they weren't assholes, but you can only get those things if you're an asshole. And I think it's bullshit. So as a waiter, I would pretend that they were being really crazy, and I'm kind of scared. Like, I think they should get something comped. And the manager would do a touchdown at the table and be like, I'm so sorry.
They call it a touchdown?
Yeah.
That's tight. Love it.
And or some people call it a table touch, but yeah, we did a touchdown. Yeah.
Did he like, hey, I just left the end zone? And
Everyone turns it into a football reference.
That's
every
sick.
Time.
That's really cool. Yeah. No. And he's like, I just forward lateraled them a fucking lava cake.
Forward lateraled them, yeah.
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 The lava cake would calm a lot of people down, I bet.
Yeah, but there was a pick six and like some other table got it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, shit. Yeah.
Dang.
I would always pretend like my table was an asshole to get nice people comps.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good waitress.
I was
right
like
there.
A under the radar justice.
But you were costing
warrior.
Your business extra money,
fuck.
Nikki.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I would also be really honest about the drinks. Like, they would want us to like promote the most expensive one, and if I didn't think it was a good drink, I would just tell them like honestly, don't waste your money on that one.
Nikki also used to work at a very bougie place where nothing but celebrities came through there.
Yeah.
Nikki, tell me about when Dave Chappelle came.
No, I can't call
him. No, you have to.
No, don't say his name.
Why? It's Dave Chappelle. He's a public figure. Who gives a shit?
I know. He called out O.J. Simpson, and all the times he met O.J. Simpson. But I've talked about him before on a couple of different occasions.
Not here?
Okay, Dave Chappelle. So if you haven't heard the story, Dave Chappelle was like top three comedian influences at that time. I was doing a lot of stand-up back then, too. So top three. It was Louis C.K., Dave Chappelle, and Nick Swardson. Those were my top three favorite comedians. And Dave Chappelle comes in one day, and I'm like, I've seen so many celebrities at this point, by the way. Like, I've
You're
seen
numb.
Every, like, who?
So Leo.
Name a celebrity. Leonardo DiCaprio.
You saw Topher Grace, one of the biggest.
Yeah. Charlize Theron, Elizabeth Banks. List goes on and on
Mario
and on.
Mario Lopez.
No, he was at the other restaurant.
Oh, my bad.
But yeah.
But yeah, you saw him.
Yeah. Yeah, I did see him.
He does not tip well.
Lionel
apparently.
Richie was a regular. Kevin Bacon was a regular. Okay, there was a lot of huge
In
stars.
Fact, there were a lot of regulars who were just a couple of degrees away from Kevin Bacon. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, I'm one of them.
Yeah.
On my IMDb, I think I'm like 1 degree Bacon.
That's really good.
Yeah, pretty cool.
That's high up.
Anyway, so I never get starstruck. Ever. Like, I don't know. I just don't have that gene that kisses people's asses. And I just think that, I think it's cool. I think like, oh, I like your work. But I'm never like... I was never like, oh my God, it's Natalie Portman. Oh my God. However, Dave Chappelle, because on a personal level, just like Eminem, like where if they personally have influenced my life, I'm like, oh my God, it's Dave Chappelle. I didn't freak out. I wasn't a fangirl. He talked to me all night. He was a very social person. So he was actually talking to all the tables. He was like shaking their hands, introducing themselves. Oh, I saw Dave Chappelle introduce himself to, who was it? Oh, it's going to drive me crazy. Who's the guy that...
Sean William Scott.
No. Forrest Whitaker. I saw Dave Chappelle introduce himself to Forrest Whitaker.
For the first time.
Yeah, for the first time.
A time-honored friendship. A friendship that goes back for a long time.
Just so random. But, like, it's just weird when you see two people that you've known in movies.
That's
or
cool.
Whatever.
Yeah, you saw when they met for the first time.
So anyway, he's a very social guy. There's hardly anyone that comes to this bar because it's so like hidden, and so it's like if you don't know about it, you wouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why a lot of celebrities felt safe going there, because there's no paparazzi, there's no like fans, it's just like other producers and celebrities.
Yeah.
So Dave Chappelle is like talking to us the whole time at the bar, and it's all cool. And then at the end, I just have to say this. I'm like, hey, you've been really cool all night. I just want to say I'm a huge fan of your work. And that's how I said it. Exactly
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Not fangirling. Not I'm a fan, but I'm a fan of your work.
Yeah.
And he looked at me like I just murdered his cat in front of his eyes.
You broke his heart.
And he just slowly backed up, like did one of those slow back walks, and just wouldn't break eye contact with me, but was just horrified. And then just like almost knocked into the door guy trying to exit the door. And the door guy was like, have a good evening, Mr. Chappelle. And then he freaked out of the door. and I had never seen anything like that. It completely broke my heart because I didn't know how to react to that.
Yeah.
Like you were talking about before, if you ever met Bill Murray, you just wouldn't say anything
because
of the rejection. I just didn't in a million years ever expect it to go that way. And I felt terrible. And the next day, he was staying at the hotel. And so the next day, He comes down and he's there at the bar again, and I don't say a word. Like I don't want to piss him off. I don't know what I did, and I just don't want to say a word.
But you had his stand-up album T-shirt on.
Yeah, right.
That'd have been great.
No, so he calls me over to the bar and he like starts trying to make jokes with me, and I think it was his way of being like, hey, sorry, I freaked out about that,
right.
kind of thing. Anyway, Dave Chappelle, if you're listening, I think you're still really cool.
He's listening.
Yeah, of course he is.
He rated us really well on Apple.
Who doesn't? Yeah, which you should too.
Everyone should.
As a tip for this podcast.
Dude, a couple years ago, I was at, I can't remember where we were. It was like an Applebee's or something with my family, because we only go to Applebee's when I'm with my family. And the waiter, similar thing, came up to me. And she was like, hey, I just wanted to let you know I'm a big fan.
Aw.
And I was like, what the fuck do I care what a waiter thinks?
Shut the fuck up. You did not say that. Steve is the nicest guy. He will sit and talk to someone too long. Like where I'm like, okay, we gotta go. Like we gotta go.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I left.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how people do it, man. I don't know. It must just be you're inundated. And so when you go, like in the Dave Chappelle thing where he's inundated, where everyone, no matter where he goes, he's one of the biggest stars that ever lived because of Chappelle Show. Yeah, I think it's just one of those things where you're so fucking inundated by people telling you that you're awesome that it's almost like, oh, I was having so much fun.
Yeah,
and then you
now you
reminded
broke the
me.
Fantasy that I was just a normal person.
Yeah.
No, I think that is what it is. I think that was exactly what happened, because in this hotel, it was very much... everyone's treated like a normal person.
And you said Kiefer Sutherland came through one time.
Oh my God, Kiefer Sutherland is one of the coolest, nicest people. He, talk about someone that just talks to everybody. He would buy rounds of drinks for everyone in the bar. He'd be closing down the bar. And at the end of the night, he would match the bill to your tip. He would match it.
Wow.
Yeah. I also had this, there was an African prince that it sounds like
holy shit.
You're about to get scammed by an email or whatever,
yeah.
But no, he was an actual African prince and he
not
would,
a Nigerian prince. There's a difference.
He might've been from Nigeria. I don't know, but I don't want to say that cause it sounds really
well,
cliche.
That's the cliche.
But, he was definitely an African prince and because he had an African accent, he didn't know. I don't even think he bothered to learn our currency. But whether he ordered a soda or a meal or whatever, he would always give you a $100 bill. So if you ordered a $2 soda, you get a $100 bill.
Holy shit.
Yeah. If you ordered a burger, you got a $100 bill. which is really tight most of the time.
So tight.
Except for when he would, on the nights where he would have big dinners with huge groups of people, stay there all night. Yeah, it would be like a $3,000 check, and he would still give you a $100
bill. That's amazing.
Yeah, so he didn't differentiate. He just knew everyone gets happy when you hand them this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so he didn't know it was based off of...
That's actually incredible. Yeah. I enjoy that.
Yeah, that's a great experience. Yeah, anyway, I can tell you, A-list celebrities tip great. B-list celebrities tip like shit.
And quickly after the break, yeah, I will tell you a story that I heard about how Kiefer Sutherland gets paid for gigs. It's what? Very interesting.
Wait, I want to say a real thing.
No, it's real.
Okay, but after the break, I want to talk about the how.
No, I know, but I also want
to
talk about that.
Okay, you're going to get to talk about that. I just want people to know that we're not going to leave them hanging on like a debate whether or not you should tip. I want to let people know how to tip and what professions you're supposed to tip, because a lot of the ones that are listed, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Like some of them I knew and I was surprised other people didn't know, but there's a lot on here that I didn't even know you're supposed
to tip. Like you got to tip your tractor guy. Well, but we'll talk about it after.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, we're taking a break from ourselves to have ourselves talk about ourselves. So thanks for listening to our podcast. It's a CastBox original produced by Studio 71.
We really hope that you like, favorite, and subscribe. But most importantly, you give us 5 stars on the podcast app that you are on.
And give us a cool review if you like it, because we like you and we hope you like it.
But even if you don't, just give us 5 stars anyway, because we need
you
it.
You sound so desperate.
No, listen, we really need it.
You sound so
desperate. No, look, maybe.
Desperate.
Look, it's a tough time out
Please
there for
podcasters. Please help my husband. He's very sad.
If we don't get 5 stars, dude, you don't even know what's going to come down on me, man.
I
owe money. Listen, okay. I'm in deep, dude. I gamble.
Okay, no. We're done.
I need to win.
Thank you for listening. We hope you like this. We really appreciate your ears listening
to
this.
I'm going back to the table tonight. I'm going to get it back.
Yeah, no, you're not.
No, I'm going to get it back.
Okay.
I swear.
That's enough. Enough out of you.
Okay, we're back. And I teased it pretty hard, so I'm going to tell it.
Okay.
No, this is a true story.
Okay.
So I have a friend who worked with Kiefer Sutherland on a gig where he had to provide audio for the gig.
Mm-hmm.
So he just gave his voice, right?
Right.
And just did like a thing where he came in and gave his voice, and then they gave him a large sum of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and he had it given to him in a Louis Vuitton bag. This is what I heard.
Wait, Kiefer Sutherland got it?
Kiefer Sutherland had it given to him, had the cash, hundreds of thousands of dollars given to him in a Louis Vuitton bag, and then a guy came like within 5 minutes. He handed it to a guy on a motorcycle, and the guy drove away.
That sounds like a troll.
How sick is that?
That's super sick.
Isn't that sick?
Yeah.
That you even know a guy. Like to you trust a guy with a couple $100,000, you're going to pass it off to him in a Louis Vuitton bag, and then you say thank you and shake the hands of everybody and leave. It's fucking incredible.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay. I like one day I want to be badass enough to
Me
do something
too.
Like
I
that.
Just want to do weird shit like
yeah,
that.
Weird shit where people think you're just like a diva celebrity, but really you're just laughing about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like how I think Prince lived, which we can get to in a later episode.
In a later episode, sure. Okay, so I want to talk about, for those of you who are interested, you're like, I want a tip. I didn't know. Teach me how to tip. Tell me the shit that they don't tell you. Okay, we're going to go over some of these professions. So you know you have to tip restaurant servers. I was talking about that.
Everyone knows that.
Oh, and I think you had a question earlier that I meant to get to. So restaurant servers are treated as salespeople, where at the end of the day you count your sales. And you're supposed to get basically a commission based off of those sales. But salespeople have their commissions built in by the company, whereas as a restaurant server, it's supposed to be provided by the patron.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about why would you get this job? Well, it's a sales job. It's just that the commissions come from the customer, not from the company.
Yeah.
That's why someone would get that. Anyway, okay, so it's surprising to me that there are certain professions, and that I'm now realizing I only know to tip them because my parents did. That if your parents didn't, you would never know. Like, I don't think I would ever know if I didn't see my parents doing this. And I know we've had experiences where
things that I didn't know
that
about.
You didn't know that you're supposed to tip, certainly. Such as house cleaners in hotel rooms.
I did not know that.
You're supposed to tip about $5 a day, depending on how much you make them clean, but like around $5 a night.
Oh, I make those people clean, bro.
I know you do.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Oh, we make a mess of those.
Oh,
beds.
We destroy hotel rooms.
It's just
rooms.
Steve eating pizza in bed.
Yeah, I really. I don't even know if I even have messed up a hotel room ever in my life.
No, I feel too bad.
Same.
Wait, there was this one time. Oh, we don't have to talk about it.
What is it? What is it? You can't say that.
Well, it was a certain cycle in the month.
Oh,
and,
no.
Yeah, and the sheets got pretty much changed into a murder scene.
That's bad news.
Yeah. Like, if you clean that hotel, you wouldn't know if someone got murdered in there or if it was...
They're used to that.
They probably are, yeah. It was really
especially
embarrassing
if they work
to me,
in Vegas.
But I don't... I'm pretty... Yeah. You mean actual murder they're used to.
I mean not just murder, but suicide and all that shit
totally.
In hotel rooms. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Okay, so house cleaners. House cleaners in hotel rooms and then house cleaners in your house.
Nice.
Yeah.
That I knew, yeah. But not. And I didn't know when you stayed at a Holiday Inn you're supposed to like leave money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then...
I traveled so little as a kid that I just didn't know any of this
right,
shit.
Right. I think because we traveled so little, I observed everything when we did travel that my dad would leave tips for the house cleaners. My dad would leave...
I'm sure my folks did because they're always been good about tipping. Yeah. I just never saw them do it.
So the doorman, the bellhop, the valet drivers pretty much of any sort. So if you have an airport shuttle driver, you should tip them $5.
Yeah.
Depending on how long they drove you, maybe you should tip them $10 if they drove you a farther amount. If they drove you a half an hour or more.
What if they go so slow and they go to everybody's hotel first?
Then you tip them $2.
That's right.
Sometimes I think if you're like, hey, I'm really in a hurry, and you give them the tip ahead of time, they'll really cater to you.
That's sick.
And that's how I think, like, in restaurants, if you're the type of person that doesn't tip, people know. If you go back to that restaurant, they know.
They remember you.
They don't want to serve you as well. You won't get as good of an experience. And vice versa. If you tip really well, people will be waiting on your hand and foot.
Dude, Kiefer Sutherland fucking walked into your place. And I'm sure the whole room stops.
Oh,
like, whatever you want, Mr. Sutherland's.
Oh, for sure.
That's sick.
Totally. Thank you, Kiefer Sutherland. Kiefer, as I call him that.
Kiefer Sutherland says, no, thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
So hairdressers, nail technicians, delivery people, to-go people. Did you know you should tip people when they prepare your food to go? I mean, you don't have to.
What are you talking about? That's why I get it to go. I'm not paying shit.
Okay, but when you tip a to-go person, it's not 18% of the bill like how you do with when you're dining in. It's like $1 or $2. $1 or $2.
Let me tell you something. Cafe Aroma is probably pissed at me. Every time we used to do that place to go, I didn't give. I didn't know.
Do you tip delivery people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, they did something.
Yeah.
To-go people don't do shit.
They assemble your food for you.
Put a silverware in a bag. I don't know.
That's true. I don't know. You can justify it however you
want. That one's more controversial for me, and I'll take a stand on that.
Okay. I think.
I will protest. I'll take to the streets and protest against that one.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
I tip to-go people. Because I know that, like, well, I've just worked in restaurants where to-go people were really stressed out putting together to-go orders, especially if it's a really busy restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, alone, like, they don't have any bussers helping them. They don't have any cooks. No one's helping them. They're like going to the kitchen trying to do all this stuff and get all your food.
I see.
Yeah. So that's why I always do it, but you don't.
I didn't know. I didn't know the other side of the argument. Yeah. I always thought they just put silverware in a fucking bag. Oh.
Well, some places they maybe do some places the waiter does it. I don't know. The places that I worked, they were pretty busy restaurants and the to-go people were working their asses off. I also feel like sometimes if it's especially busy in the Starbucks and the people are like really slammed, I'll throw in a couple dollars.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
I mean, those are kind of places where correct me if I'm wrong, Starbucks people, but when I was applying at Starbucks, because at one point I did try to work at Starbucks, I was about 18 years old, and this was before I worked in a restaurant. They got paid way more than minimum wage. They got paid I think the minimum wage was $6 back then, and they got paid $10 per hour.
Okay.
So I think they get paid more than minimum wage. It's not like at a server or when you're a restaurant server and you're not even getting minimum wage. Mm-hmm. So tipping $1 or $2 as a to a barista, I think it's not going to make or break their rent.
I see.
although it's very nice to do.
Got it.
And if someone's making your day, I think they should make a tip.
They make your day by making you a coffee?
Sometimes they're really nice. Yeah. So there's just one Starbucks I go to. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Starbucks on Sherman Way and Woodman. There's this one lady working
that
there in the mornings and during the morning rush, and she is so bright and nice and awesome, and she compliments you, and like she's like, "You looking hot today, and your makeup slamming, girl." And I'm like, "You really made my day, damn!" Like I was kind of having a bummed out morning.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And then she pockets your money, and as you leave, and then here's the jingle chime. She's like, "Stupid bitch, fell for it again."
I paid for the experience, and I got the experience. Okay, so let me go over some professions that you should tip that I didn't know. Some of them I didn't know. Okay, or some of them you might not know either. Okay, so the AAA tow service. I didn't know you were supposed to tip them.
Tip AAA?
Yeah, AAA. I mean, it does make sense. They're giving you a ride home, but like, yeah, I didn't know.
We definitely, you know what's funny about that is we use them.
Yeah.
And the guy was dope enough to give us a ride home.
So dope.
And he was like, "I'm not really supposed to do this." And maybe that was his, "Hey, you should tip me for this."
Yeah.
I didn't even think of it.
Me neither. And I didn't have cash on me.
Because like,
I didn't even think of it being, I don't know.
Same.
I didn't think.
Same.
But the standard tip is $5 to $10.
Well, I'll be damned.
If the tow bill is high or you can't afford it, you don't have to tip. That's what this website says.
Are you supposed to tip your movie theater man?
No.
Okay, good.
Fuck movie theater.
Yeah, fuck the movie theater man. That's what I say.
Airport shuttle drivers. I talked about this one a little bit. 15% up to 20% for exceptional service. I feel like it's like a $5, $10 thing, but they say 15.
15? For a shuttle, bro? I think this is going too far, dude.
It
Who
says,
wrote this shit?
Tip the shuttle driver the way you would a cab driver. I feel like a cab driver is more personalized, though. Like they're going.
Are you at tip@literallyeverything.com?
No, I'm not. Business Insider. Businessinsider.com. How much to tip Uber, hairstylist, housekeeping, delivery, and everything you could think of.
I mean, maybe how to tip when you're fucking working on Wall Street. Jesus, dude. What is this shit? Hand out $15 to an airport shuttle, dude?
I don't know. Appliance delivery? Definitely didn't do this.
No.
Dude, I've had couches delivered, all kinds of stuff. Okay, $10 per person, up to $20
what
per person for
really?
Exceptional service. How do you know?
Dude, we've had some guys come in.
I know.
Who have literally broken their backs.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
One
had
of
a hell
them,
of a time getting that thing up the
one
stairs.
One of them, I went to get a $20 bill for him, and then when I came down, I was going to tip that guy.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
And then they were gone.
They were gone. Did we chase after them? I can't remember.
No.
Yeah, I don't think we did.
Yeah, we
but
did.
I was literally going to get them a tip because I felt so bad. Oh, no. You know what happened is they like dented our wall at the
they
end.
They sure did. That's
and then
right.
I was like, never
nah,
mind.
Fuck that. They sure did.
Yeah,
they took a
right.
chip out.
They cracked our wall. And I was like, well, that $20 is going to repair that
yeah,
instead.
Fuck.
But yeah, babysitters, standard tip is 10%.
What
up to 15% for exceptional service.
Everyone knows that.
I didn't know. I mean, I don't have a kid, so maybe that's why I didn't know. But I thought, like, if you're paying them $12 an hour or whatever it is, $15 an hour, I didn't know.
Okay. What else you got?
I didn't know. Exceptional service, by the way, includes things like cooking dinner, picking up the kids at an event, doing a big activity, stuff like that. Bartenders, obviously. You
yeah,
should tip bartenders.
You should
oh,
tip
people don't know how much, though.
Yeah, how much?
So
I pay per drink.
Yeah, me too. So I pay $2 per drink. I think standard is $1.
I do $1 drink.
Yeah, $1 per drink is standard. I just think that I like to tip the person who's giving me my alcohols a little bit more.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And then it gives you more
be a
generous
little
pour next
yeah.
time.
If we, oh, open bar situations, I would like to point out, this is the best tip that I can give you, or advice tip that
yes,
I can give you.
Is, I like
if
this
you're
one.
Going to a place where it's an open bar, no, you technically don't have to tip. The company is paying for it, whatever. But they always have a tip jar out. If you take out a 20 at the beginning of the night and you make sure they see you put a $20 bill in their tip jar, that person will take care of you all night.
But can I just say
that
it's technically no longer open bar if you gave them a 20?
No. You're not paying for the drinks.
I just want to say.
You're not paying for the drinks.
No, I know, but it's a little bit of a kick in the nuts. A little bit.
It is.
It's a kick between the legs for me. Only because when you hear open bar, you're like, oh, tight, I don't got to pay for anything.
Right.
But then when I had to hand over $20,
You don't have to. It's not. You don't have to. This is my personal thing, because I think if you're taking care of the people that are taking care of you, they're going to cater to you way more than the other people. So when there's a big old crowd and everyone's trying to get drinks and it's taking you like an hour to get freaking drinks, they'll see your face and go right to you and pour you a drink.
When we do the fur ball at the Skirball every year.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
I do. Yeah.
I haven't seen you get an exceptional service there.
Maybe I didn't tip 20 there. I tipped like 10 because I try not to get too wasted there.
I see. That makes sense.
Yeah, but I always fail because I'm such a lightweight. Two drinks, I get really sloshed and I start buying everything at the silent auction.
Oh, yeah, I think you do. Yeah. You spent freaking $700 with the last silent auction.
But let's say you're not a lightweight and you want to keep the drinks flowing all night. And I do this for both of us because you drink way more than I do.
Oh, yeah.
So I make sure they see us together and me do it. Or sometimes I'll have you do it so that you'll be the face of the person getting the drinks. But
for sure.
But yeah, definitely tip your bartenders, especially at an open bar, especially at a holiday open bar. A lot of them would rather, they don't get to spend the holidays with their family or whatever.
Well, they chose to work that day, I say.
Yeah, they did. But I like to be nice to them. Bathroom attendants. Bathroom attendants make me uncomfortable.
Me too. I disagree with them principally.
But if don't take a paper towel from them, then.
Take a paper towel from them and I'll say thanks and I will leave. Look, I don't want them to hand me a paper towel. But if they're there, I'm already annoyed by it.
I'm very uncomfortable with it.
Dude, especially if you're a dude because you're outside at a urinal they're like fucking chilling there. It's fucking weird, dude. It's weird.
That is really weird.
That should not exist.
I don't know why that's a thing.
I don't know.
Like, people can get their own napkins.
I feel like it's like clubs giving their buddies a hookup somehow. Like,
maybe.
Club promoter guy knows a buddy who needs like a gig and he's like, dude, you can swing like 15 an hour doing this shit.
Dude, I met a bathroom attendant guy one time. He said he made $300 a night working
fucking
there.
Fucking A.
And I was like, that's way more than I make as a server.
See?
In like
club promoter guy giving a favor to a buddy.
Yeah.
It's not like you have to be qualified to fucking hand out a towel.
Yeah. It's just so weird. That's a weird profession.
It's strange.
You're like smelling people's dookie all day, all night, I mean.
Yeah, but those are usually in the nice places. If you're in a dump fucking shit style place.
People's shit still smells the same.
No. But I'm saying the place is usually overwhelmed with like some sort of cleaner smell in the nicer places where they have the bathroom attendants.
Maybe. I've been to both.
Like, I've never been to like a fucking roadhouse and it's like they got
a
bathroom attendant.
The bathroom at the, what's it called? The Stratosphere in Vegas. Is a janky ass bathroom and they have a bathroom attendant.
Ooh, not good.
Or at least they did when I was a kid and I went there.
Not good.
So it was the first time I saw one.
I see.
Okay, bellhop. I talked about this already, but the tip that you should tip a bellhop, $1 to $2 per bag, $5 minimum. Tip when they deliver the bags to the room and when they pick the bags up.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. When they deliver, okay, I get it. Not in the one move. You're talking about over multiple days.
No, it should only be 2 days, like the day you arrive and
bring
it to your room.
That's
and then
one
the
tip.
Day that they.
I was thinking of it like they pick up your stuff, you give them a tip there, and they bring it to your room, you give them another tip. I was like, what the fuck?
No.
Okay, I got it.
No. Yeah, so that's how much you should be tipping that. Bus drivers, not mass transit, but like if you're on like a tour bus, standard tip is $1 to $2. It says only tip if they handle your luggage. Cable internet satellite installers? I didn't know about this one. Standard tip is...
This is ridiculous. I think we should close the list down.
The standard tip is $20.
This is fucking absurd.
I've never gotten a satellite installed, but...
This is...
If I had gotten one, I wouldn't know. This is a standard.
I'm done. I'm done with the list.
Ooh, car wash employees.
No, please.
Wait. they aren't all like that. And people should know about this.
I feel like you're doing a bit on me now.
Wait, car wash employees?
Yeah.
You really never tipped car wash employees? Are you serious?
No. I know that. I'm just saying, I feel like you're doing a bit on me. This is like a mental test for me. You're trying to see how long I can go?
I'm surprised too.
What was did you ever have an experience where you're like, I see, or I think this person is maybe from another country or this person is from Australia or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're not used to tipping.
Yeah.
I now know they're not going to tip. I'm going to give less good service.
No, but I do know servers that did do that. I give everyone a clean slate. If I've never served you before, you're getting exceptional service right off the bat. If I have served you before and I know you don't tip, you're getting a very standard service. And if I'm busy, you're getting maybe as much of a service as you tipped me the last time.
I see.
Yeah. So I'm very biased, and maybe my memory comes into play a lot more than other people here, because I will remember you if you give an exceptional tip, and I will remember you if you give a really bad tip. And those are the two people that I remember the most.
Do you have any, do you remember while you were serving, mm-hmm. having a bad night with a table and like trying to apologize?
Yes.
And not expecting something and getting something, or expecting nothing?
Yes, I've had both.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've also had weird experiences. Okay. So I've had parties where let me just say this. If something is wrong with your meal or your experience in anything at all in the restaurant, you need to say something. Because it bothers me when I'm out to dinner with people and they don't like their meal, and then they don't say anything. The waiter comes and checks on them, and they're like, no, everything's great. And then they tip less at the end of the night because they didn't like their meal. That bothers me, because you're not even giving the restaurant an opportunity to fix the problem.
Right.
Like, if you're going to tip less, it should be because a waiter is ignoring you, or they don't care about your problem, or they're being rude or whatever.
But if you don't like the shrimp scampi.
But you being passive aggressive, yeah. and being like, I'm going to punish the server mm-hmm. for something that I didn't even tell them about.
I said spicy. It's not spicy. Yeah.
So that happened before. One time I had this table, and I still to this day do not know what the fuck went wrong.
Yeah.
So I had this table. They were super cool at the beginning of the night. We were laughing. We were talking, all this stuff. They got their food. I went to check on them, like within 2 bites, like the standard thing. We were not busy that night. Went to check on them. They were silent, dead silent. And I was like, trying to make jokes again. No, not responding. And then at the end of the night, like, I'm checking on them the whole time. I don't know what's wrong. I'm asking if they like their food. Everyone's like, yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's good. Everything's good. They don't say anything. At the end of the night, they tip zero on like a $50 check. And they never once told me what was wrong. And I kept pushing them. Like, it seems like something's a little off now. And they were, no, it's fine.
Was it a couple?
No, it was like a group of 5 people.
Maybe like somebody broke up or something during the conversation.
But then why punish the server? But why tip the server?
Maybe just had such a bad night.
It doesn't matter. I don't know. That's such a weird thing to happen.
Or it's like guy and a girl talking, and like maybe the conversation got serious, and it's like, well, me and Kathy had a miscarriage, and she's like, actually, I had an abortion. And then everyone's just like,
That's fine behavior for why you would go silent, but to not tip the server, like, it's not my fault you had a miscarriage.
Right.
You know, I didn't
that's
make
not,
it.
That's not my fault.
I didn't cause the miscarriage. I gave you perfectly delivered food.
I didn't do it. Right. I just gave you crab cakes.
There's been quite a few times, because in the beginning we used to fight a lot, and there's been quite a few times where we fought in restaurants.
We were that couple. Oh, yeah.
And I still tipped exceptionally.
I remember this one time at a sushi restaurant. Me and Nikki getting let you into pay. It. No, you wouldn't let me pay either. It was great.
Yeah.
What did we get into it
because
about?
Because Steve prided himself on always being the one that paid. Like, yeah. He's like, you will never have to pay for your own meal and all this stuff. Yeah. And so when I was mad at him, I would refuse to let him pay. And great. I would pay for the bill because I was so fucking mad at him.
And Nikki knows me so well that is an actual punishment for me.
Yeah, yeah. He would be so mad.
I was fucking butt hurt, dude.
Yeah. And legit, man.
Yeah, for sure.
And I would tip 25% on my own card. Yeah, we're weird. Yeah, anyway, so there's that. Then I do love and appreciate the tables that didn't have a good experience. They tell me exactly what went wrong. Those are the people that I would tell my manager, like, oh, they aren't doing very well, and like they're complaining a lot, like I think we should comp them,
right?
Because they're so nice about it, and I wanted them to get something out of it, and I knew my manager, as long as the customer's satisfied, they wouldn't get anything for free, and I wanted them to get something for free just for being so cool about it.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I agree with that principle.
Yeah. And then I've just had entitled ass people that think like oh, you weren't good enough, you weren't perfect, you were only waiting on us,
right?
You know.
Have you ever had experiences at a restaurant where it's like you're hired as a waitress, right?
Yeah.
Or like, say you're hired as the lady in front who greets everyone.
A host.
The sickest job, I think, but you don't get the tips, right?
That's honestly the worst job. I fucking hated hosting.
Oh, because you have to organize all the
seating? Because you're dealing with hangry people.
Oh, yeah.
Hangry ass people who are pissed that they have to be still waiting.
Oh.
And they don't understand that if there's tables open in the restaurant, that doesn't mean they can sit there because there's no server there. And then they'll be equally as mad that the server's not there.
Yeah, but I've been waiting for an hour, though.
Yeah. Well, so is everyone else in the lobby.
Okay, I see.
And that's why you always have to quote them way more time than what they'll actually have to wait. Or you have to try to project, like, if they have to wait 45 minutes, you tell them it's going to be a 60-minute wait so that you always under-promise and over-deliver.
Right.
Because if you tell them 45 minutes and then they have to wait 60 minutes, that's when everyone gets pissed.
Right.
But sometimes you're just off because you can't predict, like, when tables are going to be open or not open, or if there's a surprise table or something happens. So, like, people take it out on you. You are the gatekeeper. Everyone takes out all of their anger on you. And you don't get tipped.
So if Nikki, not to name drop or anything, but Nikki used to work for a very vaunted American institution, the Institution of Chili's,
mm-hmm.
a great organization.
Oh, yeah. I actually loved working at Chili's.
And I fucking love Chili's. Mm-hmm. So to talk about Chili's insider baseball culture right now, if I was to ask Nikki for a drink recommendation,
mm-hmm.
would you say maybe you shouldn't be at Chili's?
No.
Okay.
What? What would you ask for? We have a full bar at Chili's.
Oh, I see. But okay, I see. I was thinking of, like, their colorful margaritas and stuff.
Oh, I mean, that's just a bonus. Those are our specialty cocktails. Like,
got it.
What would you like, sir?
Well, I want something sweet.
Okay.
And something with a lot of punch in it, a lot of fucking alcohol in it.
Well, then I would suggest to you a margarita and probably a Cadillac margarita, so you can have an extra shot of Grand Marnier in there.
And what if I was like, I just want to have something really tasty, really good. Would you be like, maybe, sir, you're at Chili's. Have you ever had to, like, bring a customer back to earth?
Well, honestly, I didn't like any of our food at Chili's.
Right.
So I would just say our most popular dishes are this. That's
nice.
How I would word
nice.
It. I would be like, oh, you want something tasty? Oh, well, people love the baby back ribs. I didn't like baby back ribs.
Yeah.
But that's what people love.
Do you ever have a couple where it's like, hey, it's our anniversary.
Mm-hmm. No, there was a couple that he proposed to her in this certain booth at Chili's. And so they would celebrate every anniversary in that booth. And
that's
we thought
incredible.
It was so cute.
I think that's cute.
Yeah.
Proposing at Chili's is a little not cute. But,
whatever, you know, yeah.
But that's cute to keep the tradition alive.
I think that he proposed there because their first date was there.
Oh, he got off easy, man.
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
Yeah.
What if I took you back to the sushi place?
I think that was romantic.
But if I proposed there?
Sure. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't really.
That's true.
It's sentimental to us.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I
will say that there are times where I was not a good server. And that's not. I always did the best that I could do. I will stand by that. But I worked at this restaurant in the Grove, which is a very popular mall here in Los Angeles.
Very bougie.
And yeah, and they did not give a fuck about how many, like most restaurants, they'll try to, this is why a host is so important. They'll try to space out your tables so you don't get overwhelmed and sat like five tables all at once, because then you can't possibly give good service to those tables.
I see.
Everyone's going to get mediocre to terrible service from you because there's no way you could get everybody at the same time like that. Well, so usually they space it out, but this restaurant did not give a fuck. Like, if it was rush hour, they would seat 12 tables at one time, inside and outside. There was no possible way that you could service those tables. Like, actually physically impossible to do. And they would expect you to do it, and if anyone complained, then you would get written up. So of course you get written up. And then I had so many anxiety attacks at that restaurant.
Holy
like,
shit.
Oh my God, that was such a traumatizing place to work. I actually complained to corporate several times because they also wouldn't let you take a break, which is against California law. But yeah, so that restaurant, people definitely got not good service from me. And I don't blame them for not tipping. I don't, like, if someone tipped, I was surprised.
Yeah.
I was like, if I was dining there, I'd be like, this is so shitty. I don't want to tip. Maybe they had sympathy because they could see me running around like a chicken with his head cut off.
Did you ever go up to the table in the beginning of the night and just leaned in and been like, buckle up?
No.
Because like, damn, sounds like you knew they were in for a hell of a time.
Oh, I did. What I would do is be like, hi, nice to see you. My name's Nikki. I'll be with you in 1 minute. And then I would have to do that to all the tables and then get them one by one.
Would you try to lower expectations?
Yeah. I mean, I would be like, hey, we're in a bit of a rush right now. It's going to be a little bit of a wait for your food. I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah.
But I mean, to give a spiel to each table after they've already been waiting in line at the front forever and they've already been waiting at their table forever, it's really hard to get them on your side. Like, it's just unless they.
And that restaurant no longer exists, right?
No, it's there.
Oh, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, you're thinking about the other restaurant I worked at the Grove.
Yeah.
So there's a short time where I thought that I wasn't a server anymore. Like, I didn't work at a restaurant for 2 years because I booked a sweet acting gig. And I was like, oh, I'm a working actor now and I'm never going to have to be a waiter again. And then the residuals stopped coming for that and I didn't book another acting gig. And then I had to go back into serving. And that was a humbling experience.
Yeah.
That was one of the worst times of my life. But
because people would recognize you from YouTube and things.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just didn't feel like, I just felt like I had moved on from that part of my life. And then to be back at a restaurant in the same mall that I was when I first moved to Los Angeles 8 years prior or 7 years prior, however long it was. And then I was looking from that restaurant. I could see the restaurant that I first worked at when I first moved to LA. And that was just like, it was so painful to see.
I have to say that if I was a Nikki Limo fan and you were my server.
Yeah.
I would probably think that you're killing it and I wouldn't tip you. Like think about like having Brad Pitt serve you and like Brad Pitt did a couple bad movies say and it got pretty real for him and then Brad Pitt's my server.
Yeah. Thank you for comparing me to Brad Pitt.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying I don't think I would tip Brad Pitt cuz I'm like this cat's fucking killing it.
Or he fucked up his taxes somehow or something like that.
I'm like, "Oh, I know Brad Pitt's probably just like fucking doing research for a role or something."
Yeah. Well, what people don't know is that back in those days, we were doing videos on other people's channels but not getting paid.
Yes.
So those videos were getting like hundreds of millions of views.
Yes.
So people would recognize me from those videos, but I didn't make a dime off those videos.
Right.
So I had to work a job, like, but people knew who I was.
Can you believe
that
YouTube never unionized? Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
From how it was.
I know that
they
were trying to.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I think the Green Brothers are still trying to.
I think final thoughts wise, I think I learned a lot from you today. I think it's awesome that you had such a breadth of experience because you were able to personalize a lot of this for me and for a lot of people because I've always been a what I thought was a decent tipper, but some shit I just didn't know.
Yeah.
I did not know about the hotel shit.
Super fair.
I straight up did not know about the airport shuttle thing.
And so I was trying to go through this list that Steve got really bored with, so we had to stop doing. But
no, I just think that your personal stories are so much more interesting than going off of the list. I just really like that you did all that, and I think it's such a waste that we don't mine you for stories.
Yeah. Oh, I think the stories... I definitely build character for sure, and there are definitely things that I'd love to share. But yeah, I guess if I was to try to let people know things that I didn't know, it would be I didn't know about these other professions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And can I ask real quick if you had anyone else from Saved by the Bell other than Mario Lopez come in?
Okay, so first of all, Mario Lopez his radio show was recorded in one of the restaurants that I worked at.
Yeah.
It was like there was a booth, like their whole
big
theme.
Deal. That's a big deal.
Their whole theme was like famous people.
Yeah.
And so like he recorded his show in the restaurant. And
that's
that
a
was
huge
like,
deal.
That was his thing. I don't know if it's
no, that's a big fucking deal. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a huge deal.
Yeah.
Well, we were also, the Grove is located right behind CBS Studios. So all of the Dancing with the Stars people would eat dinner at the Grove after. I don't know any of them.
Insane.
Actually, one time, Cloris Leachman was on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, that's dope.
That was the only Dancing with the Stars person that.
Did you ever bump into Dustin Diamond, the famous, the infamous?
No, did not.
The stabber of people.
I've never met any other Saved by the Bell characters.
That's too bad.
I really like Kelly Kapowski.
I always wanted to know what happened to Lisa.
You probably look it up online. You want me to Google it?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
What happened to Lisa Turtle?
Just hang with us, folks. We're going to find out what happened to Lisa. But stay tuned for this commercial. Real quick.
No.
No, wait. We might as well monetize this while we got him.
No. This title of this article is just, damn, what happened to Lisa Turtle?
What happened to Lisa?
She, bipolar disorder and lupus?
Oh, really? Oh, man.
Yeah. So thanks for bringing that up.
Jesus. Sorry, everybody.
All right, guys. Well, rate us on iTunes.
Please rate us.
And,
well, please forgive me during the rating. While you're rating, think about our service today.
Yeah.
Think about how well we hooked it up.
Think of the stars as a tip.
Yeah.
For our podcast.
I think so. That would be nice.
Please forgive my husband.
Please. For us, a 20% tip is 5 stars.
Yes. Thank you. And we know you're all good tippers out there.
And it's the bare minimum you should do, okay?
My final thought is, just tip good.
That was really
thank you.
Thought-provoking.
I wanted to
thank
quote
you.
Maya Angelou,
yeah.
And she says, when you know better, do better. But I couldn't remember the exact quote, and then I didn't want to botch it, and so I got really in my head about that. But you know, while we're researching Lisa Turtle, just let me get this.
Yeah, we'll get the Maya Angelou quote. I think it's I know why a caged bird sings.
No, it's not.
Okay. I thought it was something like that.
When you know better, you do better.
You do better.
So now that's that good. You know.
Do better.
Do better, okay.
I can't believe that's a Maya Angelou quote. That's so simple.
I like it. That. Yeah.
It's like some Yoda shit.
There's other versions of it, so now we don't know exactly what she said. Do the best you can until you know better, and then when you know better, do better. I like the full one better.
I like that too.
Do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better.
I always go by my favorite quote from Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, okay.
He says, don't do what I do because you can't. Do what you do. And I think that that's really nice.
I've never heard him say that, but I have served him double Grey Goose with limes.
And he was polite?
He was very polite.
How well did he tip?
Oh my gosh, really well. And his steely blue eyes look directly into your soul. And I was like,
we're going to end the show. We're going
to
end the show. We're ending the show.
We are meant to
be. We're ending the show.
Leo, I'm out here. I actually just dreamed about
him.
You
got to do an ad real quick.
I did.
This ad is for bumper cars. You should go do bumper cars.
But it was like a young version of him.
Not really fantastic experience.
Not the age he is now.
You can do bumper cars.
He was like 27, I think.
In almost every city in America.
But like, I was my current age.
And whatever you're doing right now, if it's not bumper cars, you're fucking up. That's what bumper cars has to say. And thank you, bumper cars, for sponsoring the show.